Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful.
Great story, this song.
I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day.
So I wanted you to know the story of this gentleman who, whether you know it or not, was raised in New Orleans, Louisiana, Roberta.
That's right.
A grandson of slaves.
Yep. There's a park named after him and an airport named after him here in New Orleans.
Came from the backside of town. His father abandoned the family when he was an infant. His mother became a prostitute. And he and his sister had to live with their grandmother.
Did you say his name yet?
I did. Well, I didn't say his name, but we're playing his music in the background, so it probably makes it fairly easy. Why did you want to know, really, Reggie?
I think there's probably people who don't know who this is.
Oh, good. Well, that's good. Then that maybe will add to the anticipation of who I'm talking about. This fellow had a gift that was recognized very early in his life for music. And with three other children, by the time they were 8 years old, they were singing on the streets of New Orleans. And he survived by taking the coins that were thrown at he and his friends when they were singing on the streets. There was a family in New Orleans who had immigrated from Lithuania to the United States who had pity for this fellow, this young boy, 7, 8 years old. Their name was Karnofsky. And so they brought him into their home, giving work to him in the house. That's how he ate. He did work around the house. He remained with this family in the home where he felt for the first time in his life he was treated with tenderness, kindness, and love. Every night when he'd go to bed, Mrs. Karnofsky sang him a Russian lullaby, and he learned it and then sang it with her. He learned to sing and play several Russian and Jewish songs. Over time, he was actually officially adopted by the family. They gave him money to buy his first musical instrument, as was the custom in many Jewish families. Wanted to see their children go into certain areas, especially if they had musical talent. Later, when he became a professional musician and composer, he used three or more Jewish melodies in his compositions. There's a song called Go Down Moses that's pretty much a symbol of what came out of this tradition, Roberta. He wrote a book about his Jewish family who adopted him in 1907 in memory of his family, and until the end of his life, he wore a Star of David, said that in his family he learned how to live real life, and he learned about determination. So, by the way, the nickname for Louis Armstrong that we know as Satchmo is a Yiddish expression. Did you know that?
I did not.
Satchmo is Yiddish for big cheeks.
That I did not know.
All right. So that's the story of Satchmo. One of the great, great
that
names.
That I did not know.
And he also was happy to tell you that he smoked a joint every day of his life. That's what gave him his pleasant attitude and sometimes his inspiration. So, Satchmo, I'm actually quite interested. Meredith found this story and sent it to me. Satchel Mouth, that's what it really is. Satchel Mouth. That's Yiddish for big cheeks.
Satchel. And actually, if you come to New York, you go to Flushing, there's the Louis Armstrong House that is now a museum. It's the Holman Museum.
Really?
And it's fascinating. It's from the outside, it's a very nondescript house. And he was part of the neighborhood. And the kids loved him. He would sit and he would play on the stoop.
He was apparently
kids,
a very pleasant boy and man.
Very
took
pleasant
life
man.
As it came to him. And there's a great lesson.
And he had a big backyard. Yeah. He would have parties for the neighborhood kids and the neighbors in the backyard. His parties were legendary.
You could tell by looking at him and listening to him, he had it made. Figured it out. 28 after here on Good Day.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How about an easy way to win friends and influence people? Well, it's as simple as the nose on your face. Here's the biological science of it.
Ooh, that's
Now, Grandma Buff, she had a saying. She said, no matter what you say or do, make sure you smell good. Don't laugh. It's a simple-sounding adage, but she was so very correct. And so it seems that the sense of smell dramatically and directly influences how others see you. It impacts your persuasive abilities, how much they like you, and it creates good moods. In other words, people like people who smell good. It indirectly causes mutual regard.
You smell me.
What's the cheap psychological trick? No matter what you say or do, make sure you smell good. It's the easiest way to make a great first impression. Got a comment? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Did you know that the more we run, the likelihood that our health will improve? Turns out that a scientist at Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory in California has finished the world's largest study on runners. He found that after 20 years of back-to-back research, that when it comes to exercise, literally more is always better. Again, more is always better with exercise. The more miles that people ran, the less likely they were to develop heart disease and have strokes or have other general health ailments. Basically, 30 minutes of exercise a day, 5 days a week, equals vastly improved health. So if you can run 50 miles a week, you can potentially have golden health. We often forget that we are, at the end of the day, mammals, and mammals need to move around to stay healthy. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.